I want to tell you this. You cannot get the robe of hypocrisy on you so thick that the sharp eye of childhood will not see through every veil. Robert Greene Ingersoll.
Inconceivable!
Will you please act like you have more than a two-word vocabulary?
Is there air? You don't know!
And now, a yak.
Yak?
Hey, don't touch that dial. You found Secular Yakking.
I'm Robert.
And I'm Amy.
After years.
Many years of yakking at each other.
We're here to yak at you.
So sit back and enjoy the yakking.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. I had a wonderful week.
For a second there, I didn't think you were going to say anything. Actually, well, I kind of forgot.
Well, that's just the way it is.
I was
today.
Just kind of zoning out, staring at your brace. I don't know why.
You love my brace.
Yeah, it's freaking horrendous. You just have to wear it. I have to deal with
it. Oh, how horrible. I have to wear a brace.
Don't give me that. I am waiting on you hand and foot like crazy. You've got it made. I don't want to hear it.
No, I don't. I had made long sandwiches today.
Oh, my God. No.
Yeah, I know.
I'm actually surprised you could do that, by the way.
Well, I'm getting better.
Uh-huh.
All right. Suppose we'll move on with show stuff.
That's usually why people listen, not to listen to us.
Sometimes. Anyway, we have some new Twitterers.
Oh, gee.
We have Darwin Chandler. I even screwed up the easy one.
That's typical.
And Jeffrey.
That's even easier than the other one.
You know, at least I didn't screw that one up.
Give it time.
Anyway, you can follow us too at Secular Yakking. I'm not even going to ask you.
Thank you. Save yourself some time. Don't look at me like that.
Fine. Anyway, on to the news.
Yes, that's why we want to listen.
It's the end of the world.
Sweet.
According to Christian numerologist David Mead, verses in Luke 21:25-26 are the sign that recent events, such as the recent solar eclipse and Hurricane Harvey, are signs of the apocalypse.
Sure it is, just like all of them.
Yeah. So the verses read in, 21:25.
Yeah.
There will be signs in the sun, moon, and stars. On the earth, nations will be in anguish and perplexity at the roaring and tossing of the sea. People will faint from terror, apprehensive of what's coming on the world. For the heavenly bodies will be shaken. I'm so bad at reading
your
that thing.
Your reading skills have sucked major.
No, that's the grammar of the Bible. I can't. It's put together so poorly. I can't read it well. Even in my bad reading skill, it becomes worse.
It was just awful.
It's poorly punctuated and it's just horrible. Anyway, so
anyways,
that's one of them.
It's another thing. The end of world's coming again. Oh look, it's going to start raining after months of no rain. The end of the world's coming again.
Yeah. And then in verse 26, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for powers of heaven shall be shaken.
Okay.
So, and he has put a date for September 23rd.
Sweet. Right around the corner.
So if you're listening to this after September 23rd, we survived the apocalypse.
Really?
We did.
So should I count that? No, we're not going to hear from anyone, or they're not going to hear, or we won't be back next week because we all died.
No, it's possible.
You know, if we die, we're not going to know the difference. We'll just be dead.
I know.
We won't know anything.
Well, it's the end of times. It's the rapture. So the problem is that the people will be raptured away and us heathens will be left on earth to...
Oh my God, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So that's what he's going on about?
Yeah, the problem is there won't be much of earth left.
Why? Because of all the destruction.
No, because we're going to get hit by Planet X.
Where was that? I don't remember hearing about that.
Also known as Nerubu, which he believes will pass Earth September 23rd, causing volcanic eruptions, tsunamis, and earthquakes.
Okay, so he's emphasizing a little more onto the prophecy. Is that what it is? Because it sounds like he made that shit up.
Yeah. And just so you know, NASA has repeatedly said Planet X is a hoax.
They don't care.
So you know.
They don't care. It's real. Just like, you know, moon's made of cheese.
Yeah, I agree. I would love some cheese.
Please tell me people don't actually believe that crap or even listen to it.
They're flat earthers, so I'm imagining there's earth cheesers or moon cheesers.
No, I'm not talking about the cheese moon thingy.
Oh.
Talk about the end of the world thing.
Oh, yeah, there's people that still believe that.
Okay, how many times have they gone on about, okay, now it's the end of the world?
There's an entire religion based on that.
Now there's at the end of the world again.
Yeah. They still do it.
Oh my God, people, use a brain.
Or,
use a brain cell, even.
I know.
It's not hard. Anyways, please continue.
Former Potter winner, still a Potter.
Oh, do they ever really change?
No, but this one's one of our favorites.
Oh, okay.
This is now Senator candidate Roy Moore.
Okay, do I remember this name?
We covered him like 10 times.
I know, but I never remember like last week.
So Roy Moore is the Alabama Supreme Court judge justice that was fired and then revoted and voted back in. And then now he's been permanently suspended for being a bigoted jerk.
Okay. So if he's permanently suspended, that means he cannot get voted back in, correct?
That is correct.
He's not going to come back like some disease.
No, but now he's running for Senate, which we talked about a couple weeks ago.
See, don't remember that either.
Okay, while making a case for unifying the electorate, a candidate for Alabama's open Senate seat ended up saying something pretty divisive. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, I was going to say surprise.
Roy Moore, former Chief Justice of the state Supreme Court, was speaking against racial, political, and other divisions at a rally in Florence, Alabama, on Sunday when he inserted two words that have been historically used as slurs.
Okay.
Okay.
Slower.
Slower.
We want slower.
Okay. We were torn apart in the Civil War, brother against brother, north against south, party against party. What changed? Right? He
okay.
goes on.
Okay.
Now we have blacks and whites fighting, reds and yellows fighting.
What?
Democrats, Republicans fighting, men and women fighting. What's going to unite us? What's going to bring us back together? A president? A Congress? No. It's going to be God.
Wow. Did he realize how insensitive his statement just was? Regardless of what his ending result was,
red and yellows. What could be offensive about that?
Jesus, Mary and Joseph, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, this guy has, as I said, he's a bigot at the start. I mean, it's Alabama Supreme Court. He wants to take over the spot of the previous bigot, which was Jeff Sessions, our current Attorney General. You know, this guy's just a permanent Potter.
But here's the problem. They keep freaking voting him in.
I know. He's probably going to win.
That's even more of
a... So we're going to have Roy Moore sitting in Senate.
Mm.
The guy who went against law.
I was going to say, if he was...
He went against the constitutional law.
Well, that's
law.
What I'm saying. How is our... I mean, it's obviously he is, but I was going to say, how is he allowed to... Continue with the next step up, I guess you could say.
Because Alabama keeps voting him in.
Doesn't there come a point, okay, you've committed a crime. Because it's like when you go for like certain jobs, have you ever committed a felony? Or, you know, something like that. No, I know that, but a crime in general. And that's always like a frowny face on your resume kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, I know.
You would think that would be a frowny face.
Yeah, you would think so, unless you are in Alabama. Because what he did are things the people in Alabama support. They support him going against the Constitution to ban same-sex marriage in Alabama. They support him going against the Constitution to put 10 commandments in the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
And now this stuff, this is going to win him more votes in Alabama.
There's going to come a point where we're going to have another civil war because it's going to be, you know, X number of states against the X number of states because... They're polarizing so much. It just seems to be getting worse and worse all the time.
I know.
I mean, voting for, you know, equality for all for a lot of states who want everyone incumbent. Oh, my God. And then you have the other states where, you know, they're like that. They're voting for, you know, you have to think my way. There's no highway option.
Right.
And usually that way is always, you know, who can we ostracize? Because
pretty much. Well, the reds and yellows, obviously.
Well, it's just everything. It's race. It's sex. It's whatever. You name it.
Yeah.
And whatever. Anyways, it's getting really old.
I'm Jenica.
And I'm Patrick of Real Life Beyond Faith.
And we are a formerly Christian,
currently atheist couple
who take a deep dive into the experience of life after deconversion.
Join us weekly as we talk about topics relating to the journey out of religion.
And interview guests who have their own unique stories to tell.
Look for us on Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, Stitcher.
And anywhere else you can find your favorite podcasts.
Here's an interesting story for you.
Okay.
A teacher assaulted a sixth grader over the pledge.
What?
Yeah. A teacher was put on leave and is under investigation after he allegedly got physical with a student who refused to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Wow.
Yeah. The student, Stone Chaney, is a sixth grader at East Middle School in Farmington Hills.
State would be...
I don't know. I thought I wrote that down. Anyway, I'll look that up.
Yeah. I like to know what state, you butthead.
Oh, Texas. Sorry. Texas.
It just got back to you?
Yes, Texas.
Okay.
Stone had just started his first week at East Middle School, but his family isn't sure if he'll go back. Stone said he felt his rights were violated when he didn't stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. The teacher consultant comes up behind me and snatches me out of my chair violently. Jeez. I was so confused, I didn't know what was going on.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, he said the homeroom teacher tried to force them to stand during the pledge. He said, I pledge to God and family. I don't stand because I don't pledge to a flag. I pledge to God and family.
And because the teacher was rubbed the wrong way for not standing for the pledge,
right.
He felt he was able to... He's probably... I can't say for sure, but in my opinion, I'm wondering if he's thinking, I am so sick of all these people not standing for the pledge lately, blah, blah, blah.
And right.
That was like, you know, that's it. I'm making this kid stand up.
Yeah, not realizing.
Well, I'm also thinking good for this kid for standing up for what he believes.
Absolutely.
I mean,
if his faith tells him that he can't take another pledge, so be it.
Yeah. I mean
that's
for
why
him.
This rule even exists is because the Jehovah's Witnesses aren't allowed to take other pledges. So back in 1946, the Supreme Court said they don't have to.
Right. And you know, a lot of people always default to the non-believers, the atheists, whatever. It's always them doing it or something like that is what they're always kind of thinking in the back, you know, usually.
Mm-hmm.
But here you have, you know, a kid who is, you know, fully into his faith. But he understands that he pledges to that, not to a flag.
Yeah, not to a symbol.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, well, just the fact that a lot of kids are intimidated by adults and, you know, for him to do that. But then at the same time, did he even realize he was standing up to it?
Right.
Not without standing.
Right.
But I mean, because like he had said, the teacher kind of came up from behind him and dragged him up, I guess you could say.
Well, this reminds me of another thing in Texas. This may not have taken place in Texas. I forgot exactly where.
Somebody didn't write the damn state down.
Anyways. There was another thing that happened in Texas where on the first day of school, the slide went up that says it's the law that they have to stand for the pledge.
That is so wrong.
Somebody's going to get in a lot of trouble for that.
I would hope so, because they're telling impressionable kids from a teacher's, you know, position of powers a flat out lie.
Yeah, that is absolutely wrong.
And by doing so, taking away their rights.
Yeah, they are. They're infringing. Now, children...
Now, was this a teacher or a principal that said that? That's the law?
That's the presentation that they gave the kids on the first day.
Oh.
So it was
like the
whole
assembly
kind
of thing.
Yeah, the whole school.
Okay.
So, now, granted, kids do lose certain rights and freedom of speech and freedom of expression in school, right? But there are some that have always been there. This is one of them. Freedom of religion is the other one, where they're allowed to read their religious books in class, so long as they're not being disruptive.
Right, and they don't actually lose those rights. They're just modified for
right.
school. Like, you can't just sit there and yell out, you know, F this, F that, over and over and over again.
Right, so there are certain rules that go into place that do
right.
restrict certain freedoms.
During...
But this is not one of them.
No. Uh-uh. Which was kind of the whole point in the first place of having the rule.
Right.
But, So right now they're not sure if he's going back, and he just started.
I know.
That's kind of sad, you know, ruin the school experience, and a kid who was standing up for himself basically just had a teacher put him down for it.
Right.
Which more kids need to stand up for things like that and be active in that way, and when they do stuff like that, that kind of knocks it down a peg, you know.
It does.
As in God We Trust, it is your town. Are you tired of government officials who want to plaster In God We Trust on taxpayer-owned property? Are you afraid because your local sheriff placed an In God We Trust decal on the patrol car? We are here to help. The original motto project is for those who feel the separation of church and state is an important issue and should be honored regardless of your belief or lack thereof. Theists, non-theists, and all free thinkers are welcome. We need your support to show politicians that diversity exists within our nation, and their promotion of a monotheistic religion and push for theocracy will not be tolerated. Stand up and be heard. Join us at originalmotto.us.
Well, the original motto has decided to take a new path on a recent issue.
Okay.
So back in April,
you can say it.
The legislature of Arkansas enacted Act 911, which mandates that if funds are made available through donations, the motto, "In God We Trust," be displayed in public schools in response. Be displayed in public schools.
Focused here.
In response, American Atheists wrote a letter to all 262 school district superintendents in Arkansas threatening litigation if they complied with the law. While the original model project appreciates the American Atheists believes that this to be an important issue, we do not think that threatening litigation is the way forward.
Okay.
At the original model project, we believe that the best way forward on this issue is not through litigation, but rather through compromise and community involvement.
Right.
We have always proposed that the motto "E Pluribus Unum" be displayed alongside "In God We Trust." We believe that this is a reasonable solution that satisfies everyone. To this end, the original motto project is developing a poster that will meet the requirements of Act 911 that features "E Pluribus Unum" alongside "In God We Trust."
So you're doing like a compromise. So if they'll put this up, they'll put this up.
That is exactly what we want to do. So what the goal is we want to do this as an educational item, mm-hmm. right? We don't want to be threatening,
right?
Because when you threaten, they tend to back into a corner and you get nowhere. We've been there, we've done that, we've tried that,
right? Most people just shut down automatically,
right? And with the motto itself, there's really nothing we can do litigation wise we right. can't sue it out,
because it literally is the motto, and what needs to happen is the motto needs to be changed.
Exactly. But the only way we're going to change the motto is by starting at the beginning and making everyone rethink what the motto really means.
Well, and I was also thinking the more that it is up, like if they're going to have the other thing up and then they put the original motto up, they can't claim, oh, it's the motto. Well, they were both the motto.
That is correct.
Are or were. So either way, they both have motto status, which means they can both be displayed, even for historical purposes. But
exactly.
They both can be displayed because for the United States, they were both the motto.
Right.
Until you can eventually get that other one taken back down.
That's the plan.
I mean, they should have changed it in the first damn place.
I agree. But, you know, I think doing this on this less invasive, less aggressive model is actually going to, we think it's actually going to do some good. We think it might actually work.
I was going to say, I think you have a better chance. And the way you have the chance, and pretty much the only way I see you having a chance, is if you address it as it being historically correct.
Right.
They were both the motto.
And that's our plan.
And that's how you could get it on the wall.
Yeah.
But the fact that we went from one that was all-inclusive down to one that only holds one religious belief, as being the representation for the whole country, that was such a terrible idea.
It was. It was horrible.
Then again, it was the 50s where religion ruled for like some crazy, crazy, let's change everything time frame.
So we're currently working on that poster, getting it designed and mocked up to see what we can work with. And hopefully within a few weeks, we'll have a really good idea of exactly what we're working with.
For some reason, while you were saying that, I was just picturing hopefully in a fortnight it'll be ready.
Okay, in a fortnight
it'll be ready. A fortnight is what just went through my head while I was sitting there watching you talk. I'm like, why am I thinking of fortnight?
Fortnight, because we're speaking in patriotic terms.
Okay, just saying.
In a fortnight. Yeah, I'll have it ready in a fortnight. Let's do that.
But yeah, I think if you're going to make any headway, that's kind of how you have to go about doing
right.
it.
Which has always been my thing with the original motto, is that we need to find a compromise. We need to be able to work with others in this.
That's what, you know, for you. But for me, I would like to see the damn motto put back the way it was.
That's our goal.
Originally.
But we're never going to get there if we just sit there and keep litigating it.
No,
it's
I know. Baby
happen.
Steps. Make it popular. Make it out there. Make it visual on a regular basis. That's a big thing, too.
You're not talking to somebody else around here, are you? You know, this is me. You remember me? George Bailey.
I like George Bailey.
George Bailey Award.
Yay.
So this week, we haven't in a while. So this week, we're giving the Bailey Award out to Texas House Speaker Joe Strauss and Texas State Representative Eric Johnson.
Oh, okay.
So both put their political careers on the line this week for truth.
Oh, excellent.
Texas House Speaker Joe Strauss requested on Tuesday that the contentious Confederate plaque be removed from the Capitol. The plaque erected in 1959 asserts the Civil War was, quote, not a rebellion, nor was its underlying cause to sustain slavery.
What? That's like the opposite of what it was.
Yeah. He says this is not accurate. The Texans are not well served by incorrect information about our history. He sent a letter to the State Preservation Board, which oversees the Capitol grounds. Mm-hmm. He added in his letter that Confederate monuments and plaques are understandably important to many Texans, but stressed the importance of such landmarks being accurate and appropriate.
Right.
The Children of Confederacy Creed plaque does not meet this standard, he wrote.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And State Representative Eric Johnson, who called for the removal of the plaque, told the Texas Tribune he was pleased that Strauss agrees that it should come down.
Oh.
He's been wanting to get it down for a long time.
Oh, uh-huh.
And he's fairly confident it will come down soon.
Well, yeah, there's been a lot of that going around lately.
Yeah, there's been a lot of statues and memorials and things like that coming down. But this one needs to come down.
Yeah, I think there's a time and a place for them. They, you know, need to not just be completely eradicated.
Right.
But they don't belong in certain places.
Well, this one doesn't belong because it's wrong.
Well, okay, regardless of that, I was kind of thinking of the other ones, but
I mean, the thing sat there for 50, 60 years now, mm-hmm. right? Being wrong. And people go up to the government and expect them to at least be right on things.
Right.
You know, they expect the history to be somewhat accurate. This is the problem. It went up 59.
See, this is what I'm talking about with the 50s. They made changes like these, and then why they were doing it, they made everything on television so candy-coated sugar. But I've heard lots of stories of what went on behind closed doors in the 50s. It was nothing like any of what they portray it as.
It was not Pleasantville.
No, it was far from Pleasantville. But
this is my biggest issue here. They're spreading. See, the problem is with this plaque, people go up, they read it, and they take it as truth. And then they go and spread that to their kids.
Mm-hmm. Well, because they assume they're, you know, reading the truth, especially in a statue form, right. You know?
But the problem is it doesn't take that much other reading to realize that it's wrong. Or it doesn't take that much common sense to realize that it's wrong.
Well, not everyone looks at it like that. So you can't just assume all the time.
Which is
why it needs to be correct in the first place.
Right. And it should be as correct as possible.
Right. Right. As correct as known.
Yeah.
I mean,
sometimes historians get things wrong. We know that. And they get corrected later.
Unless you were actually there and saw it, you know, and can quote it.
Anyway, so, because they're in Texas, and this is such a huge issue in Texas, that's why these guys are putting their political careers on the line for this.
Right.
Because this, something like this could come back and bite them later.
I'm just glad to, you know, start seeing more people in those kind of positions standing up for things. I mean, and not worrying about, you know, kind of going more for what's right versus, you know,
what's politically expedient.
Am I going to get fired? Yeah. Is it politically correct?
But yeah, I that's why these guys got the Bailey Award, because they're literally putting their neck on the line.
Yeah.
Anyways, I think that's all the yakking I got for you this week.
I know. I'm very tired.
Yeah, me too.
We're still working on this whole sitting at the desk thing with your leg.
I know.
It can only last so long.
So I'd like to thank everyone who has donated so far. We've done pretty well, I think. We're getting closer to our goals.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure that we got a shout out to everyone who has contributed to our medical fundraising thing, because it is so incredibly appreciated. You have no idea. And I just want to make sure we stick this in the show. I think it's very important.
Yeah. Anyway.
I just want to say thank you to everyone who has.
Okay.
Who has contributed. I just want to make sure we did that.
You know, I think I've thanked everyone personally on either Facebook or GoFundMe.
Oh, well, that doesn't surprise me.
So.
No, but I wanted to say, because I don't do the Facebook thing, so.
I know.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Offset some of the bills, because some of those medical bills are starting to come in now.
Starting to come in. I'm taking care of the bills now. I'm not sleeping well and drinking much more. But
I'm drinking less.
And the fact that he's going to be out till the end of October, that's going to make 2 months of him being home 24/7.
Well, the good news is my disability got extended further.
Yeah, it lasted 5 days initially. And we're like, really, people, 5 days? He's out for 2 damn months. Get with the program. And it's still crap.
I know.
It's like they need the money more than us, almost, is what it seems like. I mean, it's like, oh my God, could you spare it?
Sure. I mean, shareholders got to get paid.
This is why insurance sucks.
I agree.
I swear, everybody's insurance sucks, not just ours.
I know. All of America's insurance sucks.
It really super, super sucks.
As one of my friends said on Facebook, he says, he was saying, I'm appalled that you have medical bills coming in.
Really?
He's from Britain.
Oh, I was going to say.
It's disgusting that I have to.
I was going to ask what country he was from. Yeah,
he said
it's
disgusting that I have to worry about medical bills coming in and having to feed the family.
What's ridiculous is you have the monthly payments that you make to insurance companies, and then you have thousands of dollars of bills that come in on top of still making monthly payments. What sense does that make?
You know, I don't know.
Premiums.
I know.
It makes no sense. This country is ass backwards when it comes to medical coverage.
It really is.
Anyways, I'm ranting. I know. Sorry.
Anyway, again, that's all the yakking I'm going to do.
We're done. Honest.
We always like to hear your feedback, so leave us a voicemail at 704-802-YAK or an email at podcast@secularyakking.com.
My input.
All comments are welcome. We like to hear the good, the bad, and the ugly. You also can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Google+.
If you like our show, head over to your podcast directory of choice and leave us a 5-star review. If you really like the show, support the show on our Patreon page.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
And we'll be back next week with more yakking to please your eardrums.
Bye-bye, boys!
Have fun storming the castle!
Think it'll work?
It would take him.
Bye-bye! Bye.